An Australian QC is calling for parents to be banned from smacking their children. Felicity Gerry says that US and UK counterparts have written an article in the International Journal of Child Rights saying smacking makes it difficult to identify abusive parents. So corporal punishment of children is banned in 49 countries, but it's still legal in the United States, in the UK and in Australia. But Felicity Gerry and her US and UK counterparts argue that allowing parents and guardians to smack their children lets legitimate abuse slip through the cracks. On the line for his say, Damien Tudorhope, the New South Wales member for Epping in New South Wales Parliament. Damien, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Ben.
You're a dad. You've lived through the real world of bringing up children, and I'm guessing that, like many parents, you don't like being told what to do when it comes to bringing up your kids.
Well, I think the state ought to limit their involvement in telling families how to raise their children. Yeah, smacking is certainly an issue, and unreasonable use of force in your children against your children can in fact be a crime under the Crimes Act. But the reality is that we ought to leave the rearing of children to parents, and the state should, as much as possible, stay out of the lives of parents.
What about the argument from this Australian QC, Felicity Gerry, that, you know, there's so many other nations around the world who've taken this step, banning smacking children by law, and we, along with the US and the UK, are behind?
Well, effectively, that's what we're wanting to turn parents into criminals, so that someone who takes objection to a parent going about their business in a reasonable way finds themselves with the police at the door. Now, you know, the police have got enough to work on their hands without the police having to go to family homes to interview parents about how they're raising their children.
It's an unfortunate argument that they put forward as well, isn't it, where they say, oh, well, allowing parents to smack their children for legitimate discipline reasons makes it harder for us to identify legitimate cases of abuse. I mean, they're two very different things.
Absolutely. Sure, that there are circumstances where an unreasonable use of force is certainly a criminal act, but the ordinary day-to-day connection between parents and children should never be criminalised. What it does is it imposes on educators to educate parents and to talk to parents about what is good and proper discipline, but let's not criminalise parents.
Good to talk to you, Damien. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for that, Ben.
Damien Tudorhope, who's the New South Wales Liberal MP for the seat of Epping, the former head of the Family Association, saying butt out of it, leave it to families, leave it to mums and dads to make up their own minds when it comes to discipline. So banned in 49 countries, but still legal in the US, the UK and in Australia.